Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. It has been one heck of an exciting afternoon. Yes, the Dragon spacecraft back in the Gulf of Mexico. As a matter of fact, I have not seen the Gulf laid down like that in a long time. Glass. Just perfect conditions.
You said it was a perfect day for it.
It really is. Just, what can you say? Everything just went right. Thank goodness for that. That was one of the big stories that we are following today. Let me just go ahead and dump into the top three trending stories and get you caught up.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, here's what happened. It all started last night about 11:45. The Dragon undocked. Then NASA switched to an audio-only coverage around 2:45 today. Lost a lot of contact, but especially around 4:11, they went into this blackout mode where we did not have any communications with the spacecraft whatsoever. Then about 4:57 this afternoon, as planned, touchdown in the Gulf, just south of Tallahassee, around Apalachicola Bay, just south of that. They're right now, as I'm watching my NASA monitor right now, the spacecraft is upright. They have all the swimmers, divers around, circling around the unit. They're getting ready to pull it onto a platform ship where the crew will then disembark. Things went great today. You couldn't have asked for a better reentry. And I know Sonny and Butch, super happy to be back on the Terra Firma. Well, they're at least in the water. They're not on the Terra Firma.
Close enough. Terra Firma adjacent, yeah.
You got it. So that was one of the top stories we're watching and really passing on to today. Another one, voters in Century. You still got time here. Headed to the polls in a special primary election. Three candidates appearing on that ballot for the Century Town Council seat 4. The candidates, John Bass, Catherine Fleming, Elizabeth Harrison. Polls open till 7. At the Billy G. Ward Century Courthouse, 7500 North Century Boulevard in Century. Do and exercise your right to vote. And this going on, I think it's about 5:30 this afternoon, the Cantonment Improvement Committee holding that 10,000-pound food distribution giveaway. They started at 3 over at Carver Park on Webb Street. And if you're thinking about partaking, you have to have a legal form of identification to receive that food.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some minor backups lingering on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spot's going to be I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 69 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 77, low of 55, with about a 50% chance of rainfall tomorrow evening.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, it can only happen in Florida. Some of these crazy things that go on to this state, you have to kind of scratch your head sometimes. A Florida woman was hit in the face with a water balloon while driving Sunday morning. The attack sent her to the hospital. Chancellor Wynn, with our good friends over at Fox 35 in Orlando. Chancellor's over in Flagler Beach this afternoon.
A relaxing drive with the windows down quickly shifts to chaos for Rebecca Vukovic when a water balloon explodes on her face.
It just shocked me. I was confused. I was like devastated. I really looked at my partner and was like, I think I'm about to die right now, because I literally thought, oh my God, somebody just shot me in my face.
Luckily, Vukovic was not shot, but she says there were rocks in the water balloon and it landed her in the emergency room with a fractured nose.
It really dazed me. Like I said, I couldn't even see nothing out of that eye for quite a few hours.
Now Flagler Beach police are searching for whoever hit Vukovic with the water balloon while she was driving her car.
And the Bartow City Commission voting to continue adding fluoride to water supplies. Leo Longworth, one of three commissioners voting yes, he said fluoride helps the dental health of poor children. Surgeon General Joseph Latipo argues that studies have shown fluoride damages children's neurological development, though. Supporters of fluoride removal say it's a matter of personal choice.
Okay, court appearance for a 43-year-old suspect who allegedly really killed a Florida Highway Patrol person. This thing's kind of gotten out of control in South Tampa. CJ Papa has a story.
The man behind the wheel of an ambulance was no first responder. Florida Highway Patrol saying Michael Escaline stole the vehicle, ran stop signs, drove at times on the wrong side of the road, nearly slamming into multiple cars, and was seen on video drinking a beer. Prosecutors saying Monday this was not his first DUI arrest.
Your Honor, he does have four prior DUIs.
Judge J. Logan Murphy.
I'm imposing a scram monitor and a GPS monitor. No alcohol during the pendency of this case.
Tampa Fire Rescue says this happened while first responders were transferring a patient to a facility, and they are grateful no one was injured. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And a former Republican Party official accused of theft will not face charges after all. The state attorney's office has decided not to file charges against Patrick Bailey. He was arrested back in December for allegedly stealing over $14,000 from the Hillsborough County Republican Party, where he worked as a treasurer. Bailey has since paid restitution and the charges have been dropped.
I'm going to frame this story under Florida Grandpa Shot.
Okay.
Give you an idea here.
Wonder what's happening.
An elderly man is recovering after shots rang out in Florida City. The mysterious attack left their whole community riddled with bullets. Gail Levy with Fox TV Affiliate 7. They're down in Miami. Files this report from South Miami Beach.
Through shutters, against a wall, through a door, and into 90-year-old Rafael Cotto's shoulder. Anthony De La Rosa was in the family home when bullets went flying just after midnight. He says his grandfather was playing a crossword puzzle in his downstairs bedroom.
You know, everybody come rushing in, you know, they were moving us. It was a scary moment, you know, and you don't see that many cops in your house.
Then first responders rushed Cotto to Jackson South Hospital. While in the hospital, this grandfather is stuck with a bullet in his shoulder, hoping doctors can help.
He's losing feeling in his right arm. He's losing feeling. It hit a nerve.
So Anthony is praying when his grandfather does come home, he can continue to do the things he loves.
And a Florida man facing serious charges for social media threats against President Trump. St. Lucie authorities say 42-year-old Kendall Todd was arrested at his home in Fort Pierce. Todd allegedly made continuous threats to cause bodily harm to Trump and went before a judge, having a bond set at $500,000.
Okay, this falls now, of course, since they've come in from outer space to Florida. We can definitely consider this a Florida story this afternoon. Yes, Sonny and Butch Wilmore. They are back home, the Dragon spacecraft, floating right now just south of Apalachicola Bay. Here's the unique thing. I'm watching this feed coming in from NASA. You know what is circling this spacecraft?
What's that?
There is a humongous pod of dolphin that are circling the spacecraft.
Really?
This is absolutely beautiful. And so the spacecraft is just bobbling. They landed about 4:57 this afternoon, and you heard that landing live on News Radio 92.3.
As if it couldn't get any more storybook. 5:20 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we got a deep dive into some national stories going on for you. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes here.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the purpose of life? This is a question that almost everyone asks themselves at some point. Some people would say their purpose in life is their children, while others would say their purpose in life is their spouse. However, not everyone has children and not everyone is married, so the answer has to be broader than that. The Bible's basic answer to what is the purpose for life is to give God glory in all that we do. And the primary New Testament way to give God glory is to be focused on speaking the message of Jesus Christ to our kids or to our spouse, and really to anyone that we come in contact with. The purpose of this life is to lovingly and boldly explain the offer of eternal life through Jesus Christ. So let us be about our Father's business.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Join Ballet Pensacola Thursday at 9 a.m. on Pep Talk. For the first time in Ballet Pensacola's history, they're bringing Don Quixote to the stage at the center, March 28th through 30th and the following weekend. Find out about this lively and timeless tale of romance, chivalry, and adventure. Text or call in your questions for Sarah, Debbie, and the dancers to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Outside of Pensacola, it's just the main spot's going to be on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 69 degrees right now, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be sunny early Wednesday, high of 77, but Wednesday night's low is going to be 55 with about a 50% chance of showers.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 525, News Radio 92. Three, I just wanted to give you an update. The Dragon has been recovered. Now they've got it on the ship. They're getting ready to, what they're doing, the astronauts are preparing to exit the SpaceX capsule. When that happens, we'll talk about that. But first, stocks ended down today with big tech leading the way. Jerry Willis is in New York City.
Stocks retreat in a broad sell-off as investors focus on tariffs and the Federal Reserve's two-day policy meeting, which began today. The Dow lower by 260 points, the S&P down by 60, the NASDAQ falling 304. The Federal Reserve expected to leave rates unchanged tomorrow, markets looking to the Fed for clues on growth and the impact of tariffs. Today's broad decline was led by big tech and growth stocks, Tesla, Meta, and Nvidia all falling. On the economic front, housing starts soared more than expected. Single-family home starts jumped 11.4% in February. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Okay, NASA is taking a mighty leap here real soon. They are expanding, and Lillian Wu has a report.
Stock exchange operator NASDAQ is heading south to establish its second U.S. headquarters this year in Dallas and serve Texas and the entire Southeast. But the focus of the office won't just be on winning listings, according to sources. It'll also house part of NASDAQ's technology and financial crime management businesses, which will help NASDAQ clients detect fraud and money laundering. NASDAQ has more than 200 listed companies based in Texas. It currently generates over $750 million in revenues there and in the Southeast region of the U.S. The move seen by some as a growing threat to New York's financial dominance. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And the White House says President Trump and Russian President Putin are agreeing to begin talks on a limited ceasefire with Ukraine. The two leaders had a lengthy phone call today to discuss an end to the war. In a post on Truth Social, Trump described the call as very good and productive and added that many elements of a contract for peace were discussed.
527 News Radio 92.3. So you're thinking about doing the house buying thing or selling thing?
Sure, why not?
Very delicate. Before you do it, as I always say, get yourself a good realtor. Let them maneuver the world of this of finances for you. Mortgage rates, let me give them to you. They're holding steady today. Still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate, 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.80%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage at 6.25%.
And the FBI field office in Kansas City says an investigation is underway following damages to Cybertrucks at a Tesla dealership in the city. A statement on the field office's Facebook page says it happened during the overnight hours Tuesday morning. According to the statement, the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are working with the Kansas City Police Department. The statement added that similar incidents have occurred in several states, and the FBI and ATF are coordinating with federal, state, and local law enforcement partners.
This is getting good. Jeffries Schumer, this is going to require ticket to see sometime. I bet you the top House Democrat once again taking questions about his Senate counterpart. Ryan Schmeltz has an update for us.
While back in his home state of New York, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries once again asked his thoughts on Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Does this mean that you do have confidence in Schumer?
Yes.
It's a stark change from last week's answer.
Do I have for new leadership in the Senate?
Next question.
Schumer has come under fierce criticism from Democrats over his decision to vote in favor of breaking the filibuster on a Republican-backed government funding plan. He voted no on final passage. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the Department of Justice says there were no deportation flights that left the U.S. after an order by a federal judge was placed to stop them from leaving. In a court filing made on Tuesday to meet a deadline set by Judge James Boasberg, the DOJ still refused to say exactly when the flights carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members left.
President Trump making his pick to lead the FAA, and Ryan Schmelz has the details.
Republic Airways CEO Brian Bedford has been tapped by President Trump to lead the FAA at a time when the agency is under the microscope following a collision in Washington that led to the deaths of over 60 people and a number of other near misses. President Trump saying Bedford, quote, brings over three decades of experience in aviation and executive leadership to this critical position. Bedford will need to be confirmed by the Senate. The Trump administration has made it a goal to overhaul the agency, including updating air traffic control systems considered to be outdated. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Hey, Gulf Breeze, getting a new thrift store. Goodwill is coming to the corner of Gulf Breeze Parkway and Tiger Point Boulevard. Should be opening up in just a few days. Good stuff. Sports on the way.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm John Saucier. The stranded space station astronauts finally are back home.
And splashdown. Crew 9 back on Earth.
Starliner astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams ending their 9.5-month space odyssey when the capsule splashed down just before 6 p.m. Eastern off the coast of Florida near Tallahassee. The journey in space lasted 286 days after a series of technical issues that prevented their safe return. Over 400 Palestinians reportedly dead after Israeli airstrikes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is only targeting Hamas militants and is thankful for the support of the United States.
I thank President Trump for his unwavering support for Israel. Our alliance with the United States has never been stronger.
The two sides unable to negotiate a ceasefire deal. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Prices on U.S. imports accelerated in February as the U.S. and its trading partners engaged in a tariff war. Import prices increased 0.4% for the month, the biggest move since April of last year, and faster than the Dow Jones forecast that the category would be flat. Export prices, however, were up just 0.1% as export air passenger fares tumbled by 13%. Shares of China's BYD rallied after the company announced new technology that it claims can charge EVs almost as quickly as it takes to fill up a car's gas tank. The EV giant says that their Super E platform allows cars that use the technology to achieve a nearly 250-mile range with just a 5-minute charge. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow dropping 260, the S&P 500 fell by 60, and the NASDAQ lost 304. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We're all on Aaron Rodgers' watch, and it's way past time for the future Hall of Fame quarterback to make a decision. Right now, I put it at a 65% chance the Steelers sign Rodgers. I then have the Giants with a 23% chance, followed by a 10% chance the Vikings elect to sign him, and leave a slight 2% chance open for Aaron to just walk away and retire. Regardless as to what he decides, it's ridiculous that it's taking this long, but hey, that's expected with the drama that Aaron loves to surround himself with. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito,
buddy it up with a honey buddy,
or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hey, it's Gambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Get your tickets to Pass a Good Time, New Orleans style, at the Sasebon WSRE Wine and Food Classic on Saturday, March 29th. This year's event will let the good times roll with celebrity chef John Besh and the big easy sounds of Corey LaDay Zydeco on the WSRE Amos Studio stage. Enjoy Creole-inspired cuisine at the Walkabout Tasting and cast a vote for your favorite local chef. Go to WSRE.org/events for tickets and event details.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.537, this is a news break from News Radio 92.3. Good afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you on this Tuesday afternoon. And yes, the Dragon is down. As a matter of fact, the Dragon is on a dock ship in the Gulf of Mexico, just south of Tallahassee. Let's go live now to Fox coverage of the Dragon spacecraft.
And the very first person that will have the opportunity to say hello to the crew once that hatch is open is a SpaceX medical recovery personnel representative. Then we'll see procedures take place to remove
You are listening to News Radio 92.3. They are just getting ready to open the hatch of the Dragon, and the medical examiner will be the first on board. I'll back off here and rejoin Fox on News Radio 92.3.
Top priority here and removing those footrests from all four seats will be helpful as a recovery as a SpaceX recovery team member will actually go into the capsule into Dragon Freedom to help the crew members unbuckle and stand up, and essentially we'll also see a fun little slide be put in place to help the crew members exit the spacecraft safely. So yeah, we're gonna remove all four of those footrests to basically give a little bit more working room inside the spacecraft.
That's right, and we did hear the go for that hatch opening, so we're just a couple minutes away from being able to see that, and then we might be able to get the chance to see a couple of views inside of the Dragon and see the crew following their splashdown.
Now, opening that side hatch isn't quite like opening the door to your car. We have to depress the seal around the side hatch, as well as, you know, we'll now see them open that side hatch up.
You're listening to Fox's live coverage of the Dragon spacecraft. They're opening the hatch at this very moment. They're located right off the coast of Florida, just south of Tallahassee. You could not have asked for a better day today. The Gulf is totally laid down, beautiful conditions, as the crew from SpaceX now getting ready to exit the vehicle in just minutes. This is News Radio 92.3.
We can see some of the protective equipment there that was brought into frame that will help protect the edge of the side hatch, one, from any potential damage. Oh, we can see the recovery crew member there taking photos of the side hatch seal. This is part of the standard operation for recovery. These photos will get saved into our procedure. We'll then install that protective frame around the side hatch. This helps to ensure that the side hatch itself, the edges of it, incur no damage while crew members are coming out from the spacecraft. If you missed it, there was also a recovery team member that went inside. So there are now five people on board the Dragon spacecraft.
And if you are just joining us, it has not yet even been an hour since Crew 9 splashed down off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida at 2:57 p.m. Pacific time. The crew is now on board the recovery vessel Megan, and the hatch is open. Next major milestone that we'll see is when the crew will actually egress or exit the spacecraft. But before that, they'll continue to, the recovery personnel, rather, will continue to install that protective area around the hatch and then remove the footrests. So we're a couple minutes away from seeing the crew egress, but not too long away.
Conditions couldn't have been better in the Gulf for the landing today. All the procedures went as planned. As a matter of fact, the touchdown time was exactly what they had planned for, 4:57. That's Pensacola time. And they're right now getting ready to, I don't know if the word the plane's the right word to use, but they're getting ready to exit the Dragon craft in just a few moments. Let's just step back and let you hear what's going on.
Smiles as far as he could see.
Yeah, capsule full of grins. Now, generally speaking,
and there we do see Crew 9, some happy waves, smiles all around back on Earth.
Generally speaking, we have the individuals in the two center seats of the spacecraft exit first. You might hear us refer to this as the exit process as egress. It's just another term for exiting the spacecraft. Generally speaking, we most of the time have the two center seats egress first, as it makes moving around inside the capsule a little bit easier.
You're waiting for the exit here, and you got a glimpse of all four of them. Dr. Harrison, listen, 286 days. That's a small space in this particular vessel. The space station's a bigger space, but not that much bigger as far as space around. Can't be claustrophobic in this job.
No, and there's nothing I've seen here in the footage that we've been watching that indicates this is anything but routine. And the medical crews that are on board the SpaceX boat would have had contact with the crew over the radio shortly after splashdown to check in on their well-being and see how they were doing. The dynamic phases of flight are obviously the most dangerous, and going from 17,500 miles an hour on orbit to a full stop bobbing in the ocean, that's a lot of energy that has to be dissipated. And so they would check in with the crew and see how they were doing. And then the first person that you saw go in after that hatch opened would have been a SpaceX physician going in to do another evaluation of the patient, actually lay eyes on the crew members to make sure everything.
You are listening to the live coverage from Fox on the Dragon's return to Earth on News Radio 92.3.
Participating in the work that this team is doing, both from a SpaceX and from an Axiom perspective. And this looks like business as usual, which is always very nice to see.
Yeah. Scott, being on the space station, is it a big space? I mean, is it a large place?
Yeah, the space station is pretty big. It's actually the size of, it's been described as like a 4 or 5 bedroom house. But it has a lot of stuff in it. But you can also use all the volume. Like you can float up towards the ceiling, and that could be, you know, workspace or storage space. So on one hand, it's big, but it's filled with a lot of stuff. I always found that I felt like it could use a garage or a basement, but that's about it. Yeah. Otherwise,
and then what about the actual transition? Now, you did, as you mentioned, in a different vessel, but still traveling very fast, coming back into Earth's orbit, and that transition going from weightlessness into gravity.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. The Russian Soyuz, you know, comes back under a parachute like the Dragon does. The G-forces are higher than in the shuttle. You know, the shuttle was, you know, would fly with, you know, delicate science experiments, things like that. So it was, plus it was a winged vehicle, so it was designed to fly at a re-enter at a lower G level, around two Gs. The Dragon and the Soyuz is much higher. In fact, in the Soyuz, because of how you're positioned in the seat, it's actually kind of hard to keep your airway open when you're hitting the atmosphere, hard to breathe. Hmm. And I don't know if Dragon has the same situation as the Soyuz. It may not. They may be at a, you know, a slightly different angle. But it is a wild ride. You know, had I hated being on the space station for the nearly the year I was there, I'd do it all over again for the last 20 minutes. I mean, it is amazing.
That's great. Let's listen in. I think they're going to get our first astronaut out here.
And while on board the International Space Station, Crew 9 contributed to 900 hours of science, over 150 research experiments and investigations, making great use of the microgravity lab of the International Space Station, which celebrates 25 years of continuous human presence this November.
Looks like we're about to get our first crew member here upon egress of the Dragon spacecraft.
The hatch is open now as the astronauts are preparing to exit the Dragon spacecraft. You're listening to News Radio 92.3.
Outside of Dragon, you do see one of those stretchers. This is the expected procedure as the crew will be taken to medical facilities following their exit from Dragon.
We can see folks on board clapping as our first crew member.
And that is NASA astronaut Nick Haig, commander of Crew 9, now out of Crew Dragon Freedom. Some smiles, thumbs up, and a wave. Can't get any better than that.
Yeah, that is one happy camper, that's for sure. As we said before, it is standard procedure for all of our long-duration crew members to receive assistance upon egressing from the spacecraft. We basically help them move off of the recovery deck and into the private medical quarters for their initial consultation with the SpaceX flight surgeon. So we'll see that take place for all four of our crew members today.
It's been a very interesting 9 months for Butch and Sonny being up there at the ISS and now eventually and finally making their arrival back to Earth this afternoon, right on target. The projected time for touchdown was 4:57, hit it right on the button, and right now we're going through the process as the astronauts are exiting the SpaceX capsule, and you are hearing it live on News Radio 92.3.
Next up out of the capsule, we expect Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov's first space flight. Spent 171 days in space alongside NASA astronaut Nick Haig.
Looks like we're getting some cheers and clapping on board as Alexander is slid down the little ramp and placed into the mobility aid. Once again, big smile.
Now, the two crew members remaining in Dragon are NASA astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore. They completed 286 days in space.
One of the remaining footrests being removed from the Dragon spacecraft. As I said before, we generally try to have the crew members that are located in the two center seats aboard Dragon, and we like to have them egress first if possible, as it creates a little bit more movable working room inside the spacecraft. There is a recovery crew member inside that is helping all of our Crew 9 crew egress or exit from the spacecraft.
And Austin, it's really a remarkable thing to think about. They were still in space a little more than an hour ago.
Yeah.
And now they're sitting on a boat, a platform in the Gulf of Mexico. Let's rejoin Fox.
6 days in space. You have to give credit to Elon Musk and SpaceX. Elon, by the way, as you can see on the screen, is going to be on Sean Hannity's show tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time, and go over this. He did offer to put this effort into place. It was talked about, as I mentioned, in the joint address to Congress. Homer, this is a big deal as these next astronauts come out.
Just 5 years ago.
Yeah, Brett, for sure. Never bet against Elon Musk. I've known Elon for over 20 years, and he always comes through on the end, where, as he says, at least it's going to be entertaining. But I talked to Chris Zembrowski today, who flew aboard the Inspiration 4, which was a Dragon spacecraft. He was not a professional astronaut. He said that that capsule was very, very friendly to him. By the way, I'm not only a writer, but also a publisher, and we're going to be publishing Chris's memoir to be called The Accidental Astronaut, coming out this fall. So it's a very exciting time. This is the golden age of space flight. We're going back to the moon.
Let's listen in.
Big smile, big waves. She, like her other crew members, now will be assisted onto the mobility aid.
There we have it. Some waves, some thumbs up, and some smiles.
Definitely seems to be a theme among all recovery operations.
Absolutely. And of course, that leaves NASA astronaut Butch Wilmore inside Dragon in seat 4. We're getting some views of him now as he egresses or exits the spacecraft.
This is News Radio 92.3's live coverage of the Dragon spacecraft arrival back to Earth today. It landed in the Gulf of Mexico at 4:57 Pensacola time, and we are monitoring Fox's coverage of the Dragon spacecraft. We'll take you back to Fox now.
On the body, so it is customary and just standard procedure for all of our long-term space residents to get assistance once they are back on board the recovery vessel.
now that Nick, Butch, Sonny, and Alexander are safely back home on Earth and getting checked out by the NASA medical team, we're going to wrap up our live coverage of their return. The Crew 9 mission begins.
You've been listening to News Radio 92.3's live coverage of the Dragon return to Earth. Yes, the SpaceX Dragon capsule with all four astronauts on board safe in the Gulf of Mexico at this moment. And Austin, it's ironic that they landed in the water, 4:57. They're all contained now, heading back to the hospital ship less than an hour after that.
That is nothing short of phenomenal, especially when they were up there for so long. And now, I mean, and I know more went into it than this, but to think, wow, this is all it took.
You know, and it's amazing because we did get a chance to see the visuals of all four astronauts coming out of that space capsule. And doggone it, Austin, they look pretty darn good.
Yeah. I mean, as good as one can in a situation like that.
You know, because they were talking about when they were making their reentry, they had crossed their arms and locked their arms in a restraining position.
Right.
And what I found to be very interesting, because of weightlessness, their arms would still float. So they had to lock their arms down just so they would not be frailing around in the capsule.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting day today. Very successful day today for Elon Musk, SpaceX program, and for NASA. All four astronauts, including Sonny and Butch, back safe on Earth. You've been listening to live coverage on News Radio 92.3.
All right, and we got about a minute before our outro music kicks in, so I'll get you one last quick check of the roads and weather here. Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Roads aren't doing too bad. They typically clear up this time every afternoon. Have a little bit of issues on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that should clear up. As for the weather, 67 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 77, low of 55.
Some other stories that we're following with a national footprint here. Have you heard of Medusa?
Medusa, well, yeah.
Okay, Medusa, used to conduct ransomware attacks, has taken hundreds of victims' data hostage for ransom. This is just breaking here today. And others could be next. Medusa has claimed over 300 known victims within critical infrastructure sectors as of the end of February. To prevent attacks like Medusa, agencies are warning anyone using webmail services like Gmail, Microsoft Outlook, or VPNs to start using multi-factor authentication, which sends a security code that must be inputted to access the relevant account. Way over my head.
And nesting season for sea turtles will begin soon on Florida's beaches. Nesting on the Gulf Coast usually starts in April or May. The FWC advises residents and visitors to help protect nesting sea turtles by keeping beaches clean, minimizing disturbances, and avoiding artificial lighting that can misdirect turtles. For more information and resources, you can visit myfwc.com/sea turtle.
Okay, and if you're thinking about maybe doing some strawberry picking, couple of farms, Strawberry Farm on Evers Road in Milton's Goodwin for you. Also, two sites in Baker, Brooks Strawberry Patch, Sweet Southern Farms, both less than 45-minute drive. Oh, it's a sweet way to get there, you know? Strawberries. Okay, we got more coming up. Latest breaking news, sports, and it's just minutes away.
95.3 and AM 1620, News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.